Okay, very good. And as I promised earlier on, we're here in the second hour of the Barbie Report from the Public Broadcasting, and we're talking to Mark Steele very shortly. I'll just briefly tell you who Mark Steele is. He's widely known in the alternative media, and he's an ex-MOD technician. He's an electronic patenter and inventor. He runs an electronics business, and he has his own tech company in the north of England, etc. And he has been under attack for breaking the sound barrier on developments, etc. But he is well qualified to discuss 5G. He knows every aspect of it, and I think we have him now. Hello, Mark.
Hello, everybody.
Very good, very good. Well, this must be the most hectic week of your life. You're a long time in this entire debacle, and we go through the whole thing, but give us an example of what happened this week since you put out your latest video, okay?
Well, we've had videos being banned. I did a radio program last night in the United Kingdom being threatened by Ofcom to lose a license. They're going to be fined. Anybody that talks about 5G and the link with this corona are going to get banned. That's basically what they're doing. They're shutting in any conversation in a so-called democracies. The mainstream media in particular are basically putting out fake. I mean, I know the President of the United States calls them fake news, absolutely fake news. I just had the New York Times on the phone. I did an interview with them. The guy even said it was at the end of it. He said, "You're not going to like this." I says, "Well, that may be." But I said, "What you've got to remember, because this guy's based in London, he reports for the New York Times in London." I said, "Well, they're building a morgue at the XL." I says, "The fake mainstream media putting this nonsense out, this cover-up in relation to the 5G deployment." I said, "You know, you've potentially," I said, "you've got children." I says, "Well, they could die, you could die, because of this fake narrative." And the reason I'm saying that, 5G in all its technical parameters is a weapons system. It is only masquerading as a telecommunications system. We know that because of the overpowered density, the untested, unregulated installation of it. The reason it was untested and unregulated is because it's a weapon, and it causes significant biological harm. These weapon systems go back a significant number of years. They haven't just materialized. 5G, the technical parameter for 5G, is a coherent or a collimated type signal. So where a 4G transmitter emits from the antenna, the radiation level drops off significantly, so you don't have to be very far away for it to be not as dangerous. 5G is the exact opposite. It focuses the radiation in air. Now, for lay people who don't get that, just think of a laser. You know how you focus a laser, or you focus a torch. So I'll try and explain it so people get the gist of what 5G is. A bulb, if I put a light bulb, because it's all electromagnetic radiation, obviously this is in the terahertz spectrum, the visible light spectrum, but if I put a bulb in your home and I put it on, then obviously the further away you get from that bulb, it radiates in all directions and the radiation levels drop off. Yeah? The 5G transmitter, this is the simplest way to try it. I mean, it's a lot more complicated than this, but the easiest way I can explain it, like me having a torch. So what that does, that focuses that light radiation. So, and depending on how much power I have in there and how much, obviously, the frequencies and the pulse rates are all sort of integrated into setting the lethality of that particular weapon. That's basically what it is. So it's a focused radiation emitter, That's the technical parameter, one of the main technical parameters of 5G, because 5G, by the way, it's a large technological basket, and it includes most smart equipment. So the smart meters were part of 5G. They were part of the 5G densification plan to pull what's called an electromagnetic pulse weapon. Because if you fill a building up with enough microwave radiation, you can start to get materials that gas off. You know, it's like priming a fire. So, you know, you're pouring basic physics. Microwave radiation there is pretty energetic. The more you get in there, the more potential there is to cause either harm or to increase a fire risk to the person. As you can see, I'm getting lots and lots of calls every 5 minutes. I mean, it's crazy. They just... We just can't keep up. So we're getting thousands of messages every day. And this is with a backdrop of the social media controlling all of the output. So we've got an output being controlled in and out all over. It's absolutely unbelievable what the social media are trying to orchestrate. But this is a crime. Because 5G is a weapon system deployed by governments across the world. It's a weapon system here to kill. I'm going to give you the reason why they don't like me talking, because obviously I understand how 5G is a bioweapon. The weapon was used in Wuhan. It causes pneumonia-type symptoms. Obviously, if I fire microwave radiation at you at a certain frequency, that can cause significant damage to your lungs and to your breathing capacity. And when we saw some of the images of people just collapsing in the street, well, that looked very much to me like a type of direct energy weapon system being used, targeting people. Now, I can target people in a number of different ways. You only have to have a mobile phone with you. I can see you. 5G is urban radar, so it can actually see. It's a very sophisticated piece of weaponry. It can see well into the urban environment. So the built-up urban environment, I can see through brickwork, concrete, and I can target you in your home. So I can pick an individual out. It all sounds pretty space age, but unfortunately, you know, the military have been working on this for quite a number of years. The first 5G equipment was actually used in the death camps to test on camp inmates. So some of these frequencies, like, for instance, your 2.4 gigahertz for your Wi-Fi, that was a free part of the spectrum. And that part of the spectrum, 2.4 gigahertz, will occasion people to develop diabetes. Now, it's quite interesting how we've got an epidemic across the West of diabetes, and everybody's got this Wi-Fi, and nobody in the medical community is warning anybody about it. Well, if anybody came to me and said that they had diabetes, the first thing I would tell them to do is switch the Wi-Fi off. So there's a total disconnect with the medical community and the deleterious effect that electromagnetic radiation has on the physical being. So, and this is all, you know, scientifically proven. I'm not making this up. I mean, there's tens of thousands of scientific papers that are currently being ignored of the harm that's caused to biology by this type of radiation. I mean, you know, I sometimes say, you know, common sense normally doesn't, fit well with science. We know that. But when common sense fits with science, if I was to pour significant amount of microwave radiation into an environment, well, you can just, you know, people can use their own imagination. It's not going to be good. I mean, this is the sort of stuff that you cook meat with. Well, if I can cook meat with it and I can pour it into your environment using a collimated coherent signal, like a torch, to your brickwork and your concrete, you can understand how it can very easily be weaponized. And what I mean by a weapon, if anybody wants to understand what a weapon means, a weapon's something that's designed to cause bodily harm. 5G was designed to cause bodily harm in all of its technical parameters. It's a weapon system.
Fantastic. Very good. That is a fantastic exposition. And one of the best explanations I've ever heard, Mark. Wow. And the BBC putting out naked propaganda, saying the other day that David Icke, and of course, they won't mention you by name, but putting out fake news where he exposed similar things that you said. But that was Rory Catherine Jones, by the way, etc. And he is about as much investigative ability as a turkey, etc., etc. But no, no doubt the BBC don't seek to interview you at all. Is that correct?
Well, the BBC contacted me about an interview after the trolled one of my YouTube videos where I linked the corona. Well, obviously, a corona is an electrical discharge, by the way, and a corona is an electrical discharge from a 5G mask. So there's a connection there. So we've got the link with Wuhan where it was switched on. We've got the corona from the transmitter. We've got people developing corona. Well, it's pretty straightforward to me what the cause of this, what they're saying is a virus. Pretty obvious to me what it is. So anyway, the BBC trolled. I mean, I was over the moon, by the way. It's the first time the BBC have ever trolled me, and they put it up on their website about this fake news by this Rory Cleland clown. Is it Jones or Clown, I think he should be called. I mean, I've seen this guy on, you know, a number of these technology programs with these gaming headsets on. Well, anybody that puts one of those gaming headsets on and pours optical radiation into their eye using a magnifying glass, they've got to be pretty dim. So anyway, he trolled it. I made a complaint to the BBC. Then I got a phone call from the BBC from a reporter that wanted to do a story. So I said, oh, fantastic. That's good. Let's get it. You know, let's do a story. Mm-hmm. So anyway, after I spoke in about 5 minutes, I said to him, you don't want to do this story now, do you? And he went, no. Just carry on a little bit because I just pour out science and the technicalities and the facts and the weapon systems, and I can talk about weapon systems programs and how 5G came about and how it was tested in the camps on Indomates and all the rest of it. And after another 10 minutes, I said to him, are you going to do the interview then? Because they were going to send a reporter to me home to actually do a full video, sort of interview. I said, so are you coming now? And he went, I'm going to have to speak to the editor. Well, that was about 5 or 6 weeks ago now, and I've heard nothing back from the BBC.
Right.
So that shows they're in a total panic with their fake narrative. I mean, they keep trotting out these, what do they call them? I mean, they're not scientists because they don't understand the subject. Well, I mean, I had electronics.
They're probably professors. Yeah, professors are not qualified. They're just, that's a backhander title they get.
Unfortunately, you get these people. I mean, I've met some very, very intelligent academics who know exactly what I know about this particular subject, but unfortunately, they won't speak out. There are quite a few starting to speak out now, and the existential threat that we have, we've got our local governments, local councils rolling out weapons-grade equipment on top of the people. Now, when Gated Council took me to court, they took me to court and said I was a conspiracy theorist. I was frightening people in the locality, and I had to be shut down. We got into court. Obviously, the judge was pretty receptive to a lot that the council was saying until he realised that they were fabricating the evidence. And then he stated he was going to read my skeleton argument. Well, after he read my skeleton argument, which proves that it is a weapon, by the way, he totally changed his tune, and he stated quite clearly, the public have a right to know. He also stated that I was an expert. He said, I'm very knowledgeable in this subject.
Give us the name of that judge. That's the one judge on your side.
It was the recorder, Nolan QC, obviously a good man. What he said was I didn't have to, he gave them the injunction for us to stop us breaking the law. But he actually made it quite clear that all I had to do was stay within the law and I wouldn't breach the injunction, which he said the injunction's on everybody. Same injunction is on everybody in the country. You don't have to break the law. Well, I haven't broken the law. All I'm doing is bringing to the public's attention the fact that 5G is a weapons system. The LED street furniture that are fitting in your localities is retinal cell toxic. Retina cell toxic has been showed by AMA in 2016. AMA, the medical association, did a fantastic paper, all published peer-reviewed work on LED street furniture. It kills insects. It kills pollinators. Those pollinators die. We starve. And they're rolling this illegal, untested, unregulated technology coming from China all over state in the US, across the UK, where local authorities should, by law, have public liability insurance. This equipment is uninsurable. A light-emitting diode is a transmitter. It's not a street light. It's a transmitter. And the LED lights that we have are bare elements. So they're bare elements with a magnifying, some type of magnifying element in them where they cohere the light, very much like a laser. And they should be classed. They are classed in law. In science, they're not classed as a laser. But in law, they are most certainly classed as a laser. And we have these type of lights which would cause an assault of someone's eyesight and sort of biological systems fitted right across the world. I mean, this is from New Zealand right the way to the United States of America.
Remember the piece I sent you on the 800 children in Sheffield who have chronic sleep disorders and were waking up 40 times a night, and they were being treated for ADHD, which they didn't have. The BBC wouldn't mention LED lighting or 5G, and the NHS won't. And they're singing the praise of the NHS like they were sent from God. NHS is one of the most lying organisations, and the GPs with them. I mean, I wrote an article, Standing in a Danger Zone. That's a GP's surgery. But one other thing with the BBC, you probably saw this about a year ago, the BBC Click programme, you know, their high-tech programme, Spencer Kelly, was singing the praise of the future is 5G. Can you believe that? Well, a lawsuit should be taken against him on that programme.
Right. Well, any doctor, look, we've got all the documentary evidence where we can show that the vaccine, all vaccines that have been injected into children and adults of late, you know, the flu vaccine, all have nanoparticulate contaminants, micro contaminants that are all part of a bioweapon linked to 5G. 5G, obviously, if I get nanoparticulates that cross the blood-brain barrier, which we do, we've got evidence of that, cross the blood-brain barrier, and then fire a 5G coherent radiation signal at a person who has this aluminium nanoparticulates. Well, anybody, if you're going to put aluminium particles in a, I'm not saying anybody do that, by the way, because that would be pretty dangerous, but if you're going to get them in your head, and then I'm going to fire a 5G signal at you, well, your life expectancy is zero. And this is all
that's very opportune for you. We could just call, you're aware how very ill Ian Crane is at the moment. You're aware of that, yeah?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't.
Well, there could have been target near. You know, these weapon systems have been used for many, many years. I mean, Barry Trower talks about these weapons where the targeted women at Greenock Common that developed cancers, that targeted people at, you know, Catholics in Northern Ireland, targeted with these weapons. These weapons have been around for a long, long time. They haven't just arrived, been around for a long, long time, caused neurological disorders. A lot of people commit suicide because, unfortunately, they start to suffer these neurological disorders. I mean, they've done it with me. I've been targeted where you feel pretty low, but unfortunately, I know what's causing it, so I just pull me, because I just think it's them. You know, I know what's going on.
Just, you know. That's outstanding stuff. What we have to fight is to stop this. What can people use to insulate their homes against a 5G beam? Is that readily available? They're selling stuff on, believe it or not, on Amazon. What is their protective?
They're all mitigating technologies, but what I don't even mention them. The reason I don't mention them, they're all mitigation technologies. That's for others. All right, what I say to people is get involved, be the resistance.
Yep.
Be the resistance, otherwise you will die. One of the things that's really important, we set up this Save Us Now movement, right? It's a registered, fully registered political party. What people have to remember, you have been deceived. You've been deceived, and on this universal forces plane, and we're talking about universal law here.
Very good. We're going to go to this break and we'll be back in here.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Steele, who's done a marathon for us already on this program, but well, there's so many things to this. I mentioned his name, Ian Crane. I just mentioned to listeners who Ian Crane is. Ian R. Crane. He is the man who's a very close friend of Mark Steele. They've been through a lot together. Ian Crane, for years and years and years, effectively is the man who stopped fracking in the UK, and he did that. He's a fantastic organizer. But he is mortally ill now with cancer. I know 90% certain, I'm sure you are, Mark, that he has been blasted with 5G because he was a key, what they call that list they have in America, people of interest, targeted people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But how long did the New York Times talk to you? And they're lethal people as well, you know that. How long did they talk to you today?
Absolutely deep state. Well, I basically told them that fake news. And what I also told them, I mean, I know that the President of the United States has seen quite a bit of my work. Yeah, absolutely. When I spoke at the Democratic Veterans Conference, that was actually bundled up and sent by a CIA operative to the White House. And what preceded that, how I know that somebody in the White House must have seen it, because they then set up the Electrical Defense Task Force This was in 2018, which was a military group of experts looking into what our state and what SMART stood for, which was secret militarized armaments and residential technology. And obviously, unfortunately, there's a lot of this equipment in people's homes. So the, yes, Ian, unfortunately, you know, anybody in the fight, you're going to end up, you know, being targeted. There's no two ways about it. And this, these weapon systems, like Barry Trower stated, for those that don't know who Barry Trower is, Barry was a in the Royal Navy, where they used these weapons to target protesters or dissidents in Northern Ireland, you know, IRA. Anybody who they wanted to target, they could target, made them pretty sick. One of the things it caused neurological disorder, so it causes anxiety and stress and depression. Obviously, you don't really want to fight if somebody's bombarding you with your brain with microwave radiation. It can put you off pretty, quite a bit. In fact, sure. I know when we had the court cases, they targeted me quite a lot during the court cases to cause a lot of stress. Because I'm not a stress, I'm, you know, I'm doing stress out with these type of things. But the caused quite a lot of sort of stressing. But you see, I knew what it was. If you hadn't known what it was, you'd think you were going mad. You know, you really do think you're losing your mind. And I'm pretty sure there'll be a lot of people out there who've had the same problem, because this has gone for many, many years. I mean, we're going back to the 60s and 70s when they had this equipment.
Indeed. You did a series of public meetings last autumn with Ian around the country. Tell us how that went and the public reaction to that, exposing what this was about.
Well, the public reaction is you know, like I say in any of the talks that I do not take my word for it. You know, everything I say, I can point in the right direction. Do your own research. Do your own research in relation to this. You'll find it absolutely horrifying. And you've got to do that, because most people just can't get their head around what you're saying. You know, when I was telling people, the local councillor, Gates, said it fitted 31,875 target acquiring, sophisticated target acquiring weaponry on street furniture. Well, it just sounds absolutely bonkers. You know, if you didn't understand the technology as I do, and I said to somebody, you know, your council just put a weapon system on a bit of street furniture, well, no wonder people are going to think that you're bonkers, because it sounds bonkers. And that's why it's absolutely crucial that people do their own research, because this is unbelievable. I say that all the time. It's unbelievable. I can't believe it. I can't believe that the British government is now building morgues right across the UK to kill 55 million of the population by 2025. But unfortunately for them, I've got the documents and I don't know how they're going to do it.
My. So the UN agenda to reduce the Agenda 2130, to reduce the world's population by 90%, that's in play right now, yeah?
It's absolutely in play, but that's not what happens. You see, I like this bit, because it's really interesting. Because you see the controllers, you know, the Bilderberg Group?
They think they're
above this. You see, what they want to do is have everything you've got, so you kill you, take everything you've got, and then they get more profit. It's all about profit. That's not what this is about. Right? This is about them dying. Because what they don't understand, and I've spoken about this as well on a number of occasions, if I take the maintenance crews out of the nuclear power station, there's quite a few of them, by the way, if I take the maintenance crew out of a nuclear power station and we have a meltdown at that reactor, which you will, because obviously they need to be cooled 24/7, even if you put the controls in and shut the reactor down, it still needs to be cooled and you still get temperature spikes. And if you haven't got these sophisticated crews to, you know, maintenance guys who fix the pump system and all that sort of maintenance.
Yep. Okay, hold that. And we'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Now, for this to you, Mark, I'm stating the bleeding obvious, but this is the template for the police state. Like people being arrested for sitting on a park bench. I'm sure you've seen the stories. I mean, the police are flexing their muscles now. They're absolutely delighted with this, yeah?
But no, the police are just fake. I mean, let's be honest. Any police officer who wants to die, they just keep carrying on doing as they're told, because this is a genocidal plan to kill them as well. In fact, to kill them in particular, which is quite hilarious, as well as the intelligence agency. I've looked at this equipment. I mean, anybody, if they don't believe me, I'll show them the technicalities of the equipment that they're fitting, and it'll kill them. In fact, coppers who've got, you know, they use Tetra. Barry did a quite an interesting report on Tetra. If I blow them with 5G. I mean, I had two coppers come to my home where I measured the radiation off one of their Tetra units that was 7,000 millivolts, and it was only, it's less than 8 or 9 inches away from their thyroid. And I said to the guy, look, don't come too close to me with that on, because, you know, I know how dangerous Tetra is. I said, don't come. He went, what do you mean? I said, well, it's stinking with radiation. Do you not know that's microwave radiation emitting and it's going into your thyroid? And he said, is it? I said, yeah. I said, I've got a meter here. I'll measure it for you. Anyway, I measured it about 7,000 millivolts. Now, one of the large MIMO tanks that I fit, and I measured that at 15,000 millivolts at about 50 meters. Can you imagine one of these coppers going past with our tetrons, get it 7,000, and they get a 15,000 blast, 15,000 millivolts blast at the same time? Well, they're going to die quicker than anybody. They're going to die quicker than anybody. So this just shows how ignorant and stupid they are. In fact, it's quite funny. I think it's quite hilarious.
Well, yeah. Can they not follow the logic through? Remember when the first speed guns came out? Police in America were getting testicular cancer.
Exactly.
Yeah, they were sticking the gun down between their thighs, obviously, right the ticket on the steering wheel. That was 10 or 15 minutes. And doing that 10 times a day, and they were getting testicular cancer. Well, that was the early version of the speed guns, et cetera. Yeah. And by the way, I got recently, yeah. But, I mean, a speeding fine. But, nobody follows through on the logic. I mean, people are just brainwashed. No, I'm sure you're sick of seeing that as yourself, yeah. It's hard to get through to people, but anybody who steps into this area at all, they begin to buckle emotionally. I bring people in here where I work and at home here, and people who know me well, and I said, show you what I'm doing. Within an hour, they start to mentally buckle. You know, I'm doing this 15 hours a day, and I've been at it for 20 years, so I'm unshockable like yourself. But for example, and I know, again, I know you know this, Sweden has had no lockdown at all. No lockdown at all, and it's got a lesser rate than Germany of happens. Address that, Mark. That proves that the lockdown is a scam. You reckon? Talk about the lockdown.
The lockdown, my concern with the lockdown looks like they're just fitting up the equipment. And what they don't want people to see, if you go down your corner street, they're fitting a weapon system and they don't want people asking questions. That was the reason for the lockdown. It's to what actually happened. The plan was to kill everybody with smart meters. All right. I know it sounds absolutely bizarre, but unfortunately it is. Smart meters, the radiation you emit is catastrophic. And obviously if you get a significant number in a cityscape, then you get what's called the densification characteristics of an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse. So if I pulse them all off at the same time, because obviously all this equipment can be remotely accessed and controlled, and obviously then that's what allows me to weaponize it. All of this equipment is extremely toxic, very, very dangerous, and they didn't get away with that because people weren't that stupid. People just didn't want smart meters for lots of different reasons, and consequently they've then come up with a second kill grid plan, which is the injection of a nanoparticle that passes across the blood-brain barrier, and then I need a lot less energy to kill you. The South Korea switch on a 5G set fire to five cities. It was setting fire to the infrastructure in the city. So the transformers were burning out, electric cables were burning out, as they would, because there's a lot more energy in there, to your biological structure. So the energy, even though it harms you and reduces your life expectancy significantly, it won't burn you out. Not unless I've actually beamed a very, very high power beam at you. But the electrical equipment, it went down. So you had five city fires in South Korea when they switched it on. They knew that they couldn't switch it on here. So what they've done, they've come up with this second plan. Fear factor. If you terrorize a population and you can get this injection into them, well, you've got them, you see. And then you can kill them at will. Target them when you fancy. And basically just take them down and take them down slowly.
The only reason the UK hasn't got the massive amount of smart meters installed already, the first ones they put in are all faulty. I was talking to some of the technicians for E.ON and these people and SS, and they're having to take them out. So that's a horrendous cost. So they want to spread the cost over so many years. So that's been a plus for us to some degree. But to talk to the guys fitting them, they know nothing about the dangers of smart meters. It's shocking. And they know these, what do you call these, open reach. There's 20, the BT, I'm going to my favourite hobby horse here, but just briefly, BT have 20,000 open reach vans pissing around the UK, fluting around with copper wires, and I have fibre optic here now. But I talk to these guys a regular thing, you know, usually down, kneeling down on a wet day with a box of mixing wires, and I say, did you know about this? And no, they don't. No, no, no. One or two did, but I've talked about 20 or 30 guys in France, and they don't know the dangers they're in. That's just shocking. I mean, they're in a union. I mean, when they get to know this, there'll be a strike, and they're looking for compensation. And then when they find out that the, as you know, Lloyd's refused, and they're the lead insurance company in the world, 20 years ago to insure cell towers. So these companies have to carry their own risk, and they will go bankrupt from the lawsuits, we reckon.
They're already bankrupt. Most of these telecommunications companies are clutching at straws financially. And obviously they've had quite a bit of issue with our infrastructure. In fact, I was talking to a police officer in Portsmouth. And what he tells me, because obviously I rang him up to find out, because obviously I'm in communication with a lot of different people, because this is for everybody. This kills everybody. And I spoke to this chap. And anyway, I contacted him. I said, look, we've heard there's a transmitter that's been burnt out in Portsmouth. I mean, obviously, there was burning out of transmitters in Birmingham, Liverpool, Belfast, Dublin. You name it, they're getting burnt out, yeah? So lots of, and I'd heard there was a one in Portsmouth, so I thought I'd check in with this guy. Anyway, tells me they've investigated it, and it had self-combust. Now, this can't happen. You see, this is what happened in South Korea. That's what I was after the evidence for, you see, to see that this was a self-combustion issue. And obviously it was. Because, you see, they're rushing the technology. Because they want to kill us too quickly and the people are waking up, they need to get this technology up as quick as possible. And that's the reason for the closed shutdown. But, you know, I say to people, look, you must act. You know, talking about this, the time for talking's over. Your government's trying to murder you. They're trying to commit mass genocide. This is the deep state cabal. And I'm pleased to see that a lot of the things that the President of the United States is doing is basically countering this narrative. So I'm pretty confident that, you know, something's going to happen very shortly. But the people need to get behind the good guys and stop listening to these criminals, you know, these liberal elite criminal enterprise who've deployed this equipment through stupidity, ignorance, self. It doesn't matter what it is. Ignorance is no defense in law. Hello?
Hello? Sorry. Huh? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah.
The as I say, 90% of politicians do not actually know. You know, like this guy in Plaid Cymru in Wales is saying, "We must move ahead with 5G. We must move ahead with 5G." Buddy, you don't know what it is. And this young people saying you can download a film in 5 seconds, yeah, and get your brains blown out as well. But it's 90% nothing to do, as you say, nothing to do with telecoms. We have fibre optic cable, which is the ultimate in communications. House in Britain with fibre optic cable could run Microsoft in Seattle. I mean, that's how good fibre optic cable is. But, it'll be interesting. When are they going to... just to go back, the New York Times, we're monitoring them all the time. The Washington Post, New York Times are pure poison. Pure poison. They launch an attack on you now. But again, you can respond, of course,
the good thing is, it doesn't bother me whether they want to lie about me, whatever fabricated evidence they want to put out there, whichever spin they want to put on it. What they have to remember, they die. You know, that's what I said to the reporter. He said, you know, you're not going to like the report we're going to do. And he said, well, I'm not really, I'm not concerned. I said, you know, shoot the messenger. I'm just the messenger, right? I said, you shoot the messenger as much as you want. I said, you've got children. You're going to say, I said, well, they're just building a morgue there for 30,000 at the XL Centre. I said, you're the target. I said, they could kill you tomorrow. I said, what about your children? They could kill them. I said, well, you just crack on putting out this fake mainstream narrative. I said, "Nah, you know, like I said, I'm just here to give people the information. I'm not here to spread it. I'm here to give it. If people don't want to do anything with it or they don't want to listen to what I've got to say, that's a matter for them. You know, when they, you know, and like I said, they're going to meet the maker very, very shortly, because this plan, I mean, the plan in the US to kill over 200 million. I mean, fortunately, it looks like we've got somebody at the helm who's fighting against this evil. And, you know, a lot of the things that Donald Trump, the president, has done over the last few months has given me a lot of confidence in his ability to see through this evil plot. So hopefully, let's see the U.S. military coming over. You know, the U.S. military have saved Europe on a number of occasions. I'm hoping that they're going to do it again. Whether they do or not is a matter for them. However,
there has to be a coup, an uprising between the military who want to save America and the military who want to destroy America. That's a straightforward split. That's going to happen within the next while, definitely.
Well, it's going to happen. We're seeing these towers getting burnt down all over, and what we're seeing is the mainstream media. I mean, unfortunately, people have the internet. So if you've got any sort of thing about you at all, you can go and have a quick look at the internet, have a look at some of the signs that I've put out, and put the signs that's actually there that shows that this equipment is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Obviously took the decision that they weren't going to completely knock off Boris Johnson. If he'd been blasted in hospital, and most hospitals have 5G, I mean, the worst place to be with coronavirus is in a hospital. I mean, isn't that ironic? Apart from maybe good or bad treatment, to be in hospital with 5G blasting around the place, that's enough to kill you, etc. But maybe St. Thomas's Hospital don't have a high power beam there. But he will find out eventually that he shouldn't try to recuperate in Downing Street. He should have gone to Chequers or somewhere. But the entire city centre of London blasted with 5G currently, and all these waves and et cetera, mm-hmm. and security systems. But that's what his problem was, I think, et cetera. Like he has a lot in his favour, Johnson. Oh, no, he's recovering, but he's very fit. He doesn't drink too much. He doesn't smoke. He's been riding a bike for 8 years, as he was from here in London. So that's what stood to him, really. But he'll recover from that. But the example of the Diamond Princess cruise ship, 3,700 passengers stuck on board for nearly a month, and only 19%, I think, came down with the virus, and most of them were elderly. So there's an 80% of the immunity factor there. But I suppose once you get the infection, your immune system, you may not break out with coronavirus, but it's damaged your immune system. Do you think so?
Mm-hmm.
And probably ongoing people will have problems. But it's the template. The lockdown is grossly overdone. Certainly ban all sports matches and public meetings, et cetera, public events. But the lockdown now is the nearest thing to martial law that we've ever seen. They didn't do this in World War II, did they? During the Blitz, and the Nazis about 60 miles away. I mean, it's just shocking in every aspect of it. But it's a lot worse in the States. It really is. They're going short of food there. It's fair to say there's 90% of supermarkets here have plenty of food. And that's the way up in your country as well, yeah? Up north, yeah?
Yeah.
Very good. But looking at I was on my high horse up, you know, every other day the news is slack in the BBC. They put David Shuckman, the absolute schmuck on environment, going down to the Antarctic and said the Antarctic is melting. No, it's freezing over more than any, but there is undersea volcanoes which are melting part of it. But he leaves that out. And it said the biggest lies in the world is 80% truth, 20% lies, and he leaves out the key fundamental points, like Sheffield. Have you heard anything back from people in Sheffield about what's going on there? I don't know how people can stand by and watch 5,000 trees being cut.
You know, the problem you've got with social media, it's actually blocking people from getting together. You know, this is the problem with social media. Everybody thinks it's good to get people. It keeps people apart. It's the exact opposite. And that's why I say to people, you've got to get out and start talking to people. They want to keep people inside their homes for a reason. Now, I'm pretty sure they don't want people being exposed to the sun. So not only the sun party, but the sun itself. because I believe energy fields coming off the sun that are lifting people's vibrations, and that's what they want people in their homes for. Don't want anybody going out. All very strange. I mean, they've probably killed more people by cancer and all the like operations in the NHS. Never going to kill with this fake hoax.
That's right.
Narrative. You know, it's just a total. It's just a total hoax.
Well, considering the NHS. Yep.
You know, this is genocide. You know, these. I mean, I know the mainstream media have lied for years, but this is they're covering up a genocidal plan.
Yep, absolutely. Well, considering they were caught red-handed in Alderhay Hospital in Liverpool, you know, the care pathway, so-called, a lovely, cosy phrase, where they were letting old people die from the blacks. That's the form of euthanasia. Okay, we go to this break. We'll be back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Okay.
and there's a full spoke to Mark Steele about the horrors of 5G and the coronavirus, and it's all connected. Can I ask him, Mark, is it what was your area you trained in originally? You were very technical in the MOD. Can you talk about that?
No.
Okay. No, your subject.
Material scientist, but obviously the stuff I did in I worked at the secret weapons facility for about 3 years, and I can't talk about that at all. But
you,
I did.
You signed the Secrets Act, yeah? You're subject to the official. Okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That particular project I was, but I can't tell you about it. A target acquiring torpedo system I worked on. The reason for I can tell you about that is because I wasn't covered in the USA. And the I was actually brought in as a contractor to build the subsea rigs to take equipment offshore. And what happened, it was quite a very, very interesting project, that one, by the way. Quite a lot of scientists fell off that perch. I shouldn't be laughing, it's not funny. But quite a lot of people fell off that perch in relation to that one. So the project, like I said, I can tell you about that. I was a target acquiring piece of kit. But how I really got into this was the development of, I had an invention of a binocular waveguide for head-up space systems. And what we tried to do, what we did, we built it into a pilot's helmet, a battlefield helmet. I wanted to put it into a ballistic helmet and spread it quite a number of manufacturers. But we then got attacked by one of the large technology companies, because what they didn't want us to do is to be successful with this bit of intellectual property, which, by the way, is the only way to do head-up display systems safely. I mean, the F-35 helmets, they'll have a lot of issues, biological health issues with pilots. In fact, the Apache helicopter weapon sight system, which Prince Harry had, it's a 560 nanometer frequency. Now, it's not biologically toxic, but it's neurologically toxic. So a lot of mental health problems will be caused by that. And you only use it for a few minutes. So it's pretty interesting technology. The whole, you know, this whole field is very, very new. And that's why it's extremely interesting how we've got, you know, these technology companies going ahead doing what they do.
You were attacked in the basic American multinational system of industrial espionage, basically. There's nothing was going on there.
Massive industrial espionage by one of the large technology company. I don't know who owns it, but it's probably people that are based in China, I'm pretty sure. They've moved all the IP over there. Something really strange going on. I think President Trump spoke about that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's amazing when America is standing there naked when they discovered, well, they knew it already, that 90% of all the pharmaceutical drugs that they need now, not that I'd recommend anyone take them, are made in China. Checkmate. How about made in America, which he was meant to do 4 years ago, return companies. But Big Pharma want to be based in China. They want it like that. But I regularly cover Big Pharma. The first program I did on RBN 4 years ago, I read out the criminal convictions of the top 10 pharma companies, and that took an hour. And the biggest fine paid by anybody was GlaxoSmithKline, paying a fine of $1.5 billion. They paid it and carry on doing the same for not testing drugs. Okay, we'll sign off this hour, and then in the next hour, we'll talk to you again and the host of.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.